1420 AM and 98.5 FM proudly presents Northeast South Dakota's leader in sports talk and sports coverage. Co-hosts David Tewksbury and Matt McClure have you covered on all things area sports. They'll talk with local coaches.
We have it so good, and I hope that Wolves Country knows just how big a difference they make, because they turned the Pentagon into Walks Arena. There's absolutely nothing like you, and so thank you doesn't seem like enough, but it's all I got today.
We said after the win last week, we set a new standard for how we play at Northern State, and we will never go back. And they responded. Our guys responded today. What a performance.
They'll sit down with local student athletes.
I've always said Coach Schmidt and Coach Glasgow took a big chance on me out of high school. You know, I was only 170 pounds. Showed up, I had blonde hair, dangly earrings, a lot of jewelry, and I was 17 when I first got up here for the first couple weeks. I was super nervous, and now with a year under my belt, a spring under my belt, everything's just slowed down. I'm seeing the ball, I'm seeing the receivers, everything slowed down. I'm really grateful. The coaches took a chance on me.
We're a great team, too. Like, we can beat anybody. We haven't been scared in the past, but I don't know. We can beat anybody. Like, we can show up on any day and beat anybody in the NSIC. That's what we learned today.
Plus, they'll visit with local media members and talk all things sports in South Dakota and the region.
Dude, you have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Take a look in the mirror, pal.
Let's go!
And welcome on in, welcome on in. This is the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 on the AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com. Live streaming with the video as well on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Fox Sports Aberdeen. Glad to be with you on this Tuesday installment of the show. My name is David Tewksbury, joined alongside by Matt McClure on this, the midway portion of the month of July, if you can believe it. We're getting closer and closer and closer to the fall athletics. Looking forward to that. Looking like we're getting closer and closer to the Brown County Fair as well, if you can believe that too. Is where I think, 27 days away from Brown County Fair Week. So the days are going very, very quickly, and it's going to feel like a very, very fall-esque week here with temperatures in the 70s today and mid-60s tomorrow. Jackson Metz, head coach of the Warner Northwestern Wrestling Squad. He'll be joining us here quarter past the hour, and his youth wrestling coach as well, Rob Fortin. He'll also be joining us as well here in the next 15 minutes. I'm David Tewksbury, joined alongside by the Cobra, Matt McClure. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing better than I thought. My voice is not great right now, but I've had it worse, and the throat coat tea is helping a little bit here. So I feel fine, but my voice sounds like crap.
Yeah.
Which is kind of tough in this industry, you know?
Yeah, certainly is. There's no doubt about it. You know, you feel better than when we were doing state bees.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't feel so great then.
Yeah.
But that was also another thing. My voice just kind of went.
Yeah.
You know, I had a little bit of a cold this last week, and that was pretty much gone. I got through the show yesterday, no problem.
Yep.
And then I got back into my point studio. It's very humid in there. I don't know. Maybe that's something that has to do with it. I don't know. But it's incredibly humid in there. And I was in there all afternoon, and then my voice just got progressively lower and lower, and then eventually not so great at all.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the humid. I think that could have had something to do with it just because of the air.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as cold. The air is a little bit hot. I think that could have had something to do with the voice thing.
Yeah, maybe. But definitely a lot of tea, a lot of water. I think I've already downed 4 bottles of water this morning. I'm on my 4th tea here. A lot of vocal cord lubrication today.
Well, I mean, you're already, you know, they say to get a gallon of water in a day, you're about half gallon already. That's pretty impressive, man.
Yeah.
Before 10 a.m.?
I know.
That's good stuff.
And no coffee either. That's just a sans coffee sort of day here today. So that's what's on tap for this installment of the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen. So thanks for battling tough with us here, specifically me. Cobra sounds as wonderful as always, even though he does sometimes hiss. And let's go ahead and toss this thing skyward for the jump on FSA. And you have the All-Star Game coming up here tonight. Did you get a chance to watch much of the Derby there last night, Home Run Derby?
I watched a little bit of it. I saw the beginning and kind of the introductions they did. I thought that was pretty neat. But I did see on X the camera. People were not very happy about that because you couldn't really follow the ball. And that's the thing I really didn't understand about the whole thing. You got to be able to follow the ball. We can't have a split screen and you have no idea what in the world's going on here.
I remember when Ben Root and I would do this show, and we were complaining about the same thing then, and that's years ago now. We were like, why can't we find the ball? Like, that's in golf, they can find this tiny little thing in the middle of the bright blue sky day, and in baseball at nighttime, you can't find the baseball. Like, what? How?
I don't understand it. That was what was bothering me, so I flipped it off, honestly, because I couldn't see where they were hitting the ball. They'd be like, 487-foot home run. Oh, where did it go? I didn't even see it. So I turned it off. It was frustrating me. I did see Big Dumper got the W. Thought it was pretty cool. I saw a video this morning that he wanted to win the home run derby as a little kid and be able to do it in his first time representing the Mariners in the home run derby. To be able to do that, you're the home run leader right now. Pretty cool for him. But yeah, I miss that, and I didn't like that, and I really miss Boomer doing the home run call with the back. Not having him, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, doesn't have the same amount of juice as it did back in the day for sure. And I think that Big Dumper got off to kind of a slow start. I watched majority of his first AB, and then he eventually kind of picked it up and eventually won the thing. But you know, Byron Buxton, him too got off to kind of a slow start. He eventually picked it up, but Jazz Chisholm, not so good. I saw on Twitter this morning, or X, like you mentioned. I still call it Twitter, but it is X. They said, oh, Jazz Chisholm was there for the vibes. And I'm like, is that just a basically politically correct way to say he was really bad? Hit three home runs. Three. That's it.
Yeah, he really struggled. And I saw a thing on X today when it was a major league scene, and it was Jazz Chisholm at the home run derby, and he just kept on popping it up to that, like the scene Willie Mays Hayes does, and then he's like doing push-ups, and it was Jazz Chisholm at the home run derby. He really struggled, and it's a guy who has 17, 18 home runs during the regular season, and you talked about it. A lot of guys got off the slow starts. I feel like you just see that. It takes them a little bit to get warmed up, and then you get tired. It gets pretty fatiguing, or it used to. I think, do they do the outs thing, or how's it doing? How are they doing it now?
I think they have, is it like 35 pitches or 40 pitches or whatever it is, and then you get to the bonus round, and then you get X amount of outs.
I miss the 10 outs.
Yeah,
the
me too.
Way. Remember like Josh Hamilton?
Oh, yeah.
He put on that show. I mean, there hasn't been a home run derby like that since. He was awesome. Like that stretch of years from like 07 to like 2010, like Ryan Howard, Prince Fielder, Josh Hamilton. That was a great stretch of the home run derby. Haven't seen, I mean, you do see a couple shows, like a guy puts on a show every once in a while, but man, that Josh Hamilton one, I see that every time the home run derby comes every year, you're going to see him hitting home runs in the home run derby that one year.
And then they just said, yeah, we got to change the format.
Yep.
You know, you don't always have to change something just because it needs, let me rephrase. You don't have to change something just because social media says you need to.
Yep.
Or you don't need to change something just because you've been doing the same thing over and over and over again. Like, let's say there's a TV show like Seinfeld. I love Seinfeld. You know, Austin Heeb, our guest yesterday, more of a Friends guy. Again, not everyone's perfect. But, you know, they didn't change anything in Seinfeld. It was a perfect show, in my opinion, for 9 seasons. The first season was kind of hit or miss. But, I mean, that happy zone of season 1 to 9, just phenomenal. It's like, oh, you need to change. No, you just, if it's good, you stick with it.
Also, if you wanted to change anything, just make it less outs. That's a pretty easy play instead of, oh, we're going to throw 35 pitches. Like, why are we getting so particular about this? You know, if you want to make it a little bit quicker, do 7 outs instead of 10. 9 outs, I don't know. Just do something like that. Instead, we got to change it, like you said, because of social media. And I don't quite understand it. But, yeah, good for Big Dumper. And I'm glad Buxton didn't get hurt. So I'm happy about that.
That's a win. That is very much a win there for the Minnesota Twin, for sure. So yesterday, trying to follow all the details on Jackson Mony and how he's doing in summer league basketball, and for one reason or another he hasn't played in the last 2 games. But I did see this on social media the other day that during summer league hoops, the NBA is testing a new rule where half court shots, you know, those half court heaves at the end of a quarter or something like that, or end of a half, or quarters, they will not hurt a player's stats. So, you know, you're taking a three-quarters court shot with no time left. You miss it. Mm-hmm. It's not going to count as 0-for-1 from downtown. I thought that was kind of curious.
Yeah, I wonder if that's got to be a player-led thing, 100%. Like, hey, my stats say I shot a three and I missed it. That's 100% has to be a player-led thing. Whatever with that. I mean, if it makes your ego feel a little bit better, go ahead. I mean, I don't really care for that at all. I mean, whatever. That's my thoughts on it.
I thought to myself, it kind of opens up a can of worms, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, the idea that we just say, ah, that didn't really count. What do you mean it didn't count? You took the shot.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want it to go against you, then don't take the shot.
Yeah, don't shoot it.
Then don't shoot it. So I said, how about this? How about the idea of an assist being added to somebody's stat line after the guy or a gal goes 2-for-2 from the free throw line? How many times have we seen that?
Yeah.
You know, you get this incredible pass, person goes up for the layup, and they get hacked,
mm-hmm.
and then they get, you know, short the shot. Well, what if they go 2-for-2 from the free throw line? Why not give the person who would have got the assist an assist right there?
That's a good point. I agree with you on that 100%. It's kind of, you're opening that up as well for the same thing. But yeah, I mean, you talk a lot about stat padding,
yeah,
in the NBA especially. I mean, I remember Giannis, he shot the ball or something like that. He missed a layup.
Oh, sure.
And got a rebound for a triple-double.
Yep.
Because he wanted to get the triple-double, and they gave it to him. So that's kind of where that's coming in. That's the difference between college and the NBA and high school. I mean, that's a big difference right there.
Didn't Angel Reese have like a 10-game stretch where they were doing everything they could to get her the double-double
yeah.
last year, and the team's down by like 35 points? Oh, what a great run she's on. This is a generational run. It's like you're losing by 35 and you're missing shots intentionally just to get a double-double. Means nothing. Unbelievable stuff.
I agree with you. There was a moment there where she was going on that double-double streak, and I mean, there's videos out there just her missing layups and getting her own miss. I mean, what are we doing here with that?
She's missing zero footers by multiple feet.
Yes.
Can't have that.
And then getting the rebound, and that's counting as the double-double.
I know basketball purists would say, hey, it's part of the game. Yeah, I guess. But not when you're down by 35 points and that's all you care about is continue to stat pad.
And I love how, like, the summer league, yeah, we're experimenting with this.
Sure.
Okay. Thanks for letting us know.
We're experimenting. What is this, 1964?
Like, okay, like, what,
Jimi Hendrix on stage?
You're just shooting a three-quarter court shot. We're experimenting if it's gonna work or not. We're gonna either say 0-for-1 or we're not gonna count it. Okay, thanks.
You're so right, though. That's such a player-led stat or new rule that they're experimenting with. That's 100% the thing.
Yeah, players are like, hey, I don't want that against my stats. It's different. Like they say, experimenting with it. It's funny. Experimenting with something for me is like having the robot umps that I think are going to be
tonight. Yeah.
That's experimenting with something, not whatever that is.
Right. It's an exhibition.
Yeah.
Should be fun. You know, technically, if you play really, really well in these summer league games, it's going to help you long term, probably make a roster somewhere. So, I mean, I'm all for trying new things. If they're a good idea. This is just kind of a stupid idea.
Yeah, I don't understand the idea really at all.
I don't know. You're so right, though. 100% a player-led thing. Coming up next on the program, we're going to hit the wrestling mats. Jackson Metz and Rob Fortin. They'll be joining us live in studio after this. Sports Hub continues on Fox Sports Aberdeen. 1420 on the AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com. Live streaming with the video as well on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Fox Sports Aberdeen. Jackson Metz and Rob Fortin joining us here live in studio as we're ready to talk some wrestling here live in studio. Gentlemen, how are we doing on this kind of soggy Tuesday?
Good. Pretty good.
Great to have you guys here in studio here and talking about a really cool event coming up. And we're talking off the air about a gentleman that's coming here to Northeastern South Dakota. Penn State's Bo Bartlett is coming here in the not-too-distant future, specifically this week, July the 19th and 20th. Let me pull up my calendar here real quick. That's this Saturday and Sunday, so looking forward to that. Just tell us a little bit about the event. Jackson, I'll start with you. And how do people kind of get signed up, and how did this whole thing kind of come to be?
biggest
thing it came to be, I guess, was I, in my head, thought, you know, reach out to some big names, mm-hmm. get someone big in the area. You know, we're kind of right in the middle of everything. That can, people would come and get a chance to work with one of the best. I mean, his credentials kind of speak for themselves. Easiest way to sign up. I mean, I've sent the flyer out to a million places. Otherwise, yeah, people can get my info and send that to me. And, yeah.
So how did you kind of get a guy that we were talking a little bit off the air? You said, hey, I couldn't believe, you know, he got back to you. Were you just kind of firing off emails everywhere? And he was one guy that got back to you? How did that all kind of work?
Story is I have an uncle that is huge Penn State. I mean, he's got season football tickets, season wrestling tickets. And he texted me one day and said, you know, Bo Bartlett just posted on Instagram his camp schedule. I'm like, no, there's no way. Like, I'm not even going to bother. And he's like, well, the worst he can say is no. I'm like, all right. So I sent him an email, and about 2 weeks went by and didn't hear nothing. And then I got an email back, and I looked at it, and it's like, it's almost too good to be true. Like automated type stuff almost. And
sure.
So I emailed him back, and then he emailed me back again with his phone number. Okay. Sent him a text, and he texted right back, and the rest was history.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty cool. And, you know, as a Penn State graduate myself, I do appreciate that. You know, you said your uncle, have you been to a Penn State game, football game?
Have
you ever been out there?
I have not.
Well, they say, you know, I was telling Tukes this yesterday when we had you guys on. It's funny, they fill up the Bryce Jordan Center, the basketball arena, more so for wrestling than they do for basketball. They have like a little, I want to say tarp, but they cover up the top sections for basketball. For wrestling, that's all the way filled up. Pretty cool how that works. So definitely a great opportunity, and you can kind of add on to this, for the youth to kind of learn something from a guy like him, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a great opportunity for those kids to come in there, and, you know, Penn State's been the top wrestling program for the last, 10, 12 years and stuff. So this is an opportunity for those guys to see how it's done at the highest level, and you know, not only just for the kids, but even us coaches and stuff, or, you know, just to see how he does his stuff and how he trains, and, you know, just to get a little, even pick his brain a little bit on all the stuff that he does, little extra things, is a great opportunity. Jackson did a lot of work and did a great job lining this up and stuff, so hopefully we get a lot of kids that are interested in it.
I mean, if you're not interested already, check your pulse. That's number one. Rob Fortin and Jackson Metz joining us here live in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen, and Jackson had reached out to me and said, is it okay if I bring in Rob? And I said, absolutely. He said, you're kind of like his encyclopedia, is what he said. What's kind of your background in wrestling here, Rob, and why so much passion for this sport?
Well, I grew up in Dolan, South Dakota, and wrestled all through high school there, and then went on to SDSU there. I had a back problem, so I didn't continue wrestling in high school there, in college. Then it was basically probably my oldest boy. One day I came home from work, and he said, hey, Dad, I'd like to try wrestling. And, mm-hmm. and he was in preschool and stuff, and so we started wrestling around, and basically it started for the first 2 years. We just worked out at home, just me and him, and met a couple other guys along the way, Jeff Larson, Doug Braun, and that's how the co-op started, and met great guys like Jackson, who's put a lot of heart and soul into the high school program and stuff, and yeah, it's just been 20 years of building, and, you know, you go into two schools, you know, Northwestern had wrestling and had a real strong background in wrestling. They were actually, I believe, runner-ups or state champs in wrestling back in the 70s, and Warner never had a wrestling program, so you're kind of going into uncharted waters there when you're going into a basketball school, and so it took a little bit to get it built up, and you know, it's just trying to build history, you know, and is the biggest thing, you know. you know, we don't have, like, you know, you look at schools around here like Aberdeen Central, Falkton, Redfield. They've got rich history. It goes back, way back, and we don't have that yet, so it's building and stuff. And Jackson got the first wrestler in the state championship last year in Preston Cavalier, and things are just, yeah, keep going. We got a strong youth program. I think the last 2 years we've had 50-ish right in there, kids out and stuff, and so looking forward to the future, and, you know, hopefully pass on some kids from the youth up to Jackson in the high school program and go from there.
And you said that's kind of the biggest challenge, right? They're kind of the youth program, make sure carrying up to the correct, to the high school ranks. Yep. Why do you think that is? It's just the amount of sports that that kids want to play. What do you think it is?
I mean, one thing, you know, like we said, there was no wrestling for years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all them parents played basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the snowball's kind of rolling, you know, there's getting to be more and more wrestling parents, and it's getting better. But, yeah, getting to that point is just going to take some time.
I think a couple of things, too, that we've kind of, over the last few years, there's been a lot of parents that have wrestled from different communities. You know, we have Konichny's, a family, you know, one of the moms is from Kimball, you know, and they've got her huge program there in Kimball, and we got some dads from Redfield and some dads from Clark, and so now we're starting to get a lot of dads that wrestled, you know, in their youth and stuff, and so now they're helping that out, and, you know, we've got boy up in the youth program, we've got probably about 9-10 parent dads helping out up there, and you know, not only what Jackson and I have, you know, they bring to the table too and stuff, so you're getting a lot more outside wrestling community that are helping and moving into the area, and so that's really helping out change things and stuff. And, you know, I think, you know, too, I just, you know, I think sports are down in general all over. I mean, even you look at the football programs and stuff like that, the numbers are down. So I'm not sure what the answer is there, you know, why we're having issues with, you know, I think it's, you know, I think sports in general, we're just, kids aren't doing them like they used to and stuff, so.
Well, maybe a little bit of the technology, I'm sure, probably has a little bit of something to say about that. Not to be the old man yelling at clouds guy, but there's probably some truth to that. You know, they'd rather play esports or something like that, or maybe just sit around and just doom scroll or what have you. I think there's probably some truth to that. This may be kind of a dumb question, but I'm just curious. You talk about parents. Is there a difference between basketball parents and wrestling parents? And if so, why? Why or why not? I'm just curious because I feel like, you know, the basketball parents, you know, they're very, very active. I would guess kind of the same thing for wrestling. What's that kind of look like?
You know, for me, you know, it's always been, you know, like wrestling has always been kind of like a one large family. Mm-hmm. I've always felt, you know, you can go anywhere and, you know, guys that I wrestled, you know, we were competitors back when we were in high school and wrestling and stuff, but now we run into each other. You know, my boys may have wrestled their boys, and you kind of – it's just easy to talk to them because you kind of went through the same things. And so I've found that wrestling has been like a huge family and stuff, and it just – it's easy to – you know, the guys, like, are, you know, when we get together, we're a pretty tight group, you know, and stuff, that's what I found, and I only have that experience in wrestling. I don't, you know, I never played basketball. Every time I tried, I fouled out, and they told me, you're just not cut out for this.
Too much contact.
You're too physical in there and stuff. So I always got banned from the basketball court, and plus couldn't make a basket to save my soul. So, but I guess.
Yeah, it's just a different animal. I mean, it is an individual sport, but you're still a team. And just when I say a different animal, I mean the grind that you go through. You know, I don't want to knock on basketball, but I feel like we work pretty hard, you know, and just what they go through, and not as much now as it used to be, but, you know, like cutting weight and just stuff like that, you know, they all go through it together, and just a different bond, I would say.
So was it always, this is kind of a question for both of you, was it always kind of getting into coaching? Is that something you guys both really wanted to get into? Was it kind of just, how did you kind of get into that part of it?
I never planned on it.
Uh-huh.
My uncle actually was my high school coach and still coaches up in Sisseton.
Okay.
And always kind of had a little bit of the itch. But then I guess I moved out here.
Is your Uncle Casey?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, okay, yep. Yep. Sure. Yep.
I moved out here. I don't even remember what year it was now, but Sisseton came to Warner and Millett for a duel, and I went and watched, and, you know, just kind of had a little bit of the itch, and, you know, thought I could try and help, and I think I helped with the little kids for a little bit, and then got asked to be part of the high school program, and just didn't really look back, I guess.
And for me, I've just, I've always enjoyed wrestling, and then when my boys got me back into it, it just, you know, working with the kids, you know, sometimes you go to work, and work is, you know, you got to be serious, you know, and when you get to go to practice, you know, you're teaching something, and something you believe in, and working with these kids, and the relationships that you build with them. You know, we're doing this for 20 years. I did the high school for 7 years, and every one of those kids I keep in contact. It's, you know, there's, you know, it's never a week that goes by that a lot of them don't text or I don't text them back. And, hey, how are you guys doing? What's up? You know, and how are things going? You know, I've had, which is kind of strange and dates me, but I've had wrestlers now that are married and have kids, and now I actually had, last year was my first year, one of my first wrestlers that I coached, his little boy's wrestling now, and so now dad's in there helping me, and then I've got the second generation, which is, really makes you feel old, but it's so cool, you know, because you sit here and you're talking to him, and you say, hey, you know, your dad did the same thing, you know, and dad can relate to, you know, what's going on and helping practice and stuff. So I think for the biggest part of it is just the bond with the kids, the continued bond, you know, it's when they, you know, when you keep that communication over the years, you know, either did something right or, you know, something left an impression, which is always cool. And I mean, that's the biggest thing is, you know, you can give back to these kids and hopefully put them in the good situations and, you know, did the right thing for them. And is the coolest thing for me for coaching and getting to meet, hang out coaches like Jackson. I was always looking at the program, trying to, you know, hoping that another guy would step in there that would have that same passion. And, mm-hmm. and I've seen that carry over with Jackson and the kids, and they look forward to going up to practice. And, you know, it's a cool atmosphere. It's cool, mm-hmm. cool sport. I think it brings a lot of camaraderie and friendship and lifelong friendships, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever drop a when I was your age as a coach?
If you ever, anybody that I ever coached, probably the two things you're always going to hear from them is back in the day. Coach Fortin always talks about back in the day. And every kid that I've ever coached through the youth program, Eye of the Tiger is our song. So okay. You come to practice, that's our workout song. And so I'm not going to give you names out, but I do have one of my former wrestlers, a highway patrol, and he said when he's driving around in his cop car and that comes on, he wants to step on the gas pedal.
Nice. Love it. Yeah, you know, we had a student athlete in here, I think probably 2-3 years ago, and I dropped a when I was your age, and I felt kind of old. Yeah. I'm not an old guy, but yeah. I felt it. But it's just one of those things. So, again, we're talking about the Warner Northwestern Wrestling Camp. It's coming up this Saturday and Sunday for grades K through 12. We'll talk about the event itself coming up next. Who's coming here to the Hub City? Again, we talked about that briefly in our first segment here. We'll take a quick timeout. More details about what it is, how to get signed up, and the future of Warner. Yep, or make that Warner Northwestern Wrestling coming up after this on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Sports Hub continues on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 on the AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com as Jackson Metz and Rob Fortin join us live in studio. And we were talking about the gentleman that's going to be coming here to Northeastern South Dakota, specifically this weekend, in Bo Bartlett. And I said, you know, wrestling is not necessarily a sport that we know a lot about. You know, we know enough to be dangerous, but we don't know wrestling like we know basketball or football or something else like that. And I said, well, what about this guy that's coming in? And Jackson, you said, You've got some of your former players that you've coached that they're like, hey, we'd like to come out there and check it out, right?
Just to meet him. I mean, he's that big that, you know, people just want to meet him just because he's here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, guy coming from a school like Penn State, yeah, just getting the opportunity to meet someone like that is pretty crazy. So,
yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and for sure. And, you know, you talk about the camp, and is it boys and girls can attend the camp, and can you kind of get into that a little bit?
Yep, so it's K through 12. We got it split up two separate days. K through 5 is Sunday, and then 6 through 12 is Saturday. Boys and girls, I mean, anybody can come.
All right, so again, that's this upcoming Saturday and Sunday. Now, Rob, I'm curious, as a coach, well, this could be for either of you guys, but I'll start with Rob. Can you pick up some things from Bo that maybe you wouldn't have known before? I mean, this is probably one of the best wrestlers in all of Division I college athletics that's going to be here in northeastern South Dakota this weekend. What can you kind of pick up from him?
Oh, I think, you know, there's, you know, just the training, you know, how he goes about his day and stuff like that. I mean, you're at a Division I level college, the best in the nation. You know, just watching him, you know, how he goes about his workouts, and, you know, just pick up a little bit. You know, wrestling is it's a little, you know, you can take two wrestlers, and it's just how they do their workouts, the minor little things that they work on that separates one your level. I mean, you could be just pick up the little things that make you go from being a good wrestler to a great wrestler, and this is an opportunity to watch how this individual Bo go about his day and how he trains, and, you know, even just you know, before the session and after the session, sit around with him and you know, just say, hey, how do you go about your training, or what do you work on, or what body parts, or what do you lift, you know, do you do weights, or do you do a lot of cardio, you know, just those little things that you know, this, like I said, this is a, he's at the top of the food chain there, and this is a great opportunity just to pick up things, and like myself too, I'm kind of excited about it, just asking him how, you know, his coach goes about what, you know, Jax and I were talking one day, it's just, it would be nice just to one day just to go and watch practice, how they run it and what all they do and stuff. I mean, boy, I just can't imagine what you couldn't pick up from, you know, just from that program there and stuff. I think it's exciting. It's exciting, going to be an exciting weekend, and just to see how it all goes and everything.
Mm-hmm. And how important, you kind of mentioned the off season. How important is the off season in wrestling? Because we talked to coaches, we talked to Kim Zimmerman with golf, and he talks about being able to work on your craft during the summer and during the off season. So when the season comes, you're ready to rock and roll. Can you guys speak on that a little bit?
One thing I kind of always preach, you know, during the season too, is, you know, just muscle memory, just going through the motions. And, you know, if you don't do anything in the summer, we're done in March. And if you don't go again until November, I mean, you're starting from square one.
Yeah.
So just in, during the summer, it's not like we're, you know, full on,
mm-hmm,
ball of the wall drilling.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But like I said, just kind of going through the motions and keeping that muscle memory a little more active and just keeping them fresh, I guess.
I think with the way sports have gone, it's become, you know, for a lot of kids, it's year round. You know, it's, yeah, you know, I remember, you know, when I was in high school or growing up and stuff, you know, it was baseball, then we got into football, then we went to wrestling, then we went to track, and it just kind of started all over again. You know, there's some kids that are strictly wrestlers, there's some kids that are strictly football, mm-hmm, you know, baseball, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, if you want to be, you know, you want to be state champ in wrestling or in football or basketball, whatever it is, you almost have to keep going, mm-hmm, through it and stuff to keep up with the, you know, if you look at Warner and Northwestern, their volleyball programs, I mean, wow, that is, I mean, you can't just get what they've, I mean, I don't, there's got to be 20 state championships between the two of them.
Easy.
And you just can't get that if you're not doing those extra things. And I've got a daughter doing the volleyball, and, you know, she's in fifth grade, and she's going to camps, and, you know, doing all this stuff, you know, at a young age and stuff. So it's almost like you got to keep up, you know, if you want to be. And it wasn't so much when I was younger. It, you know, you went by seasons and stuff, and you trained for that sport. And I think that's a good thing to be into a lot of sports, because you look forward to, okay, hey, I got football season coming up. And then when football starts dragging out, then, oh, I got wrestling coming up, you know, or basketball or whatever sport it is and stuff. So, yeah, I just think it's important to do something to stay active, because you come into the next season, you could be a little bit behind everybody and stuff. So
it just avoids burnout too. I mean, you're working different muscle groups, you know. If you're doing something in baseball and all you do is baseball, you're going to be worn out with your shoulder at some point in time. Meanwhile, if you also work in wrestling, you're going to be working out other portions of your body to help relieve some of the stress on your shoulder or something else. So the more well-rounded you are, it's just like in broadcasting. It's like, well, I'm a play-by-play guy. It's like, well, there's not that many play-by-play jobs out there. You also have to be a morning show host. Can you production? Can you host to this? It's that way for, and the same thing can be said for probably lawyers and doctors. Oh, well, I'm just a foot guy. Yep. Well, maybe, you know, you need to worry about the trapeze. This, I don't know. I'm spitballing here a little bit, but there's a lot of truth to that. It's not just, hey, I know one thing. I can only do one thing.
Right. Yep.
That's not going to be good for you in the long term, you know?
Yep.
So we're looking forward to this event coming up on Saturday and Sunday. Can you kind of give a pitch perhaps to some parents out there that might be listening and they say, you know, my son and daughter, you know, they talk about wrestling a little bit here, but they're not really quite sure about this sport. And what would you say to some parents like that, and maybe some youngsters that are thinking about it, but they're not quite sure about wrestling?
I just seen a thing here not too long ago, the numbers over the years, and wrestling is skyrocketing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think incorporating girls wrestling is a good thing for the sport too. Just you get more eyes and give it a try. I mean, I got a kid that is going to give it a try this year, and he said, Coach, I'll be honest, it's going to help me with football. Mm-hmm. Hey, by all means, like, I got nothing against that. If football's your thing, great, but wrestling will also help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
And just life lessons, you know, little things. I truly think wrestling is probably the best sport to round an individual in that way.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just, you know, if it's a sport where you're thinking about it, or you're scared, and, you know, there's a lot of kids that are, you know, would like to try it and just don't take that step to do it, you know, come out and try it. You know, this camp would be, if you want to come out and just watch or hang out and see what it's like. But, boy, we've had we had a kid a couple years ago that came out as a junior, and by a senior year he was already made it to the state tournament, almost placed. Yeah. And if you talk to that individual right now, he wishes that he would have started when he was younger. But it was one of those things where he just was kind of watching it from afar, but just wouldn't take that step to come out until his junior year. And now, I remember he asked both of us, he goes, what happens after we graduate? What do we do? And I said, well, you got to get into coaching, because if you love the sport and you enjoy it that much, this is the perfect thing to do to continue that love for it and keep going. I think, you know, every coach that's out there, no matter if it's wrestling, basketball, football, don't do it for the pay. The pay, don't cut what it costs, you know. It's for the love of the sport and for the love of the kids. Absolutely. and the passion for it, because that's where it's at. It's
just, that individual came to open mats last couple weeks.
Did he?
I mean, he just, once he started, because I tell kids all the time, I said, give me a week. Mm-hmm. Just come up to the room, check it out, you know, see what we're all about. And it seems like, once they come see what it is all about, I mean,
they stick around.
Normally they stick around.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, guys, you bring up that when a guy finishes his career wrestling, whether it's in high school or college, they go into coaching.
Yeah.
Why is it just strictly the love of the sport, you think, for the most part there? We've talked to guys on this program. You know, they'll graduate Northern State Wrestling and they're coaching somewhere.
Yeah.
In the high school ranks, college ranks, wherever it may be. Why do you guys think that is?
Rob calls it the mafia. Once you're in, you're hooked. I mean, yeah, like I remember graduating, and you know, I still had teammates, obviously, that were a couple years younger than me, and I went out to the state tournament and watched them. And then I said I moved out here and caught wind that Siston was coming up here, so I, you know, I'd even catch myself watching state tournaments 5-6 years after. It's like you're just hooked. I don't know.
I know before I got into coaching, we would go back and watch some friends and stuff, and my wife would be sitting beside me, and she would always hate sitting by me at a wrestling tournament because one time I was just like sprawling in the bleachers and stuff, and she is going, "What are you doing?" I said, "I didn't even know what I was doing because it's so much instinct, and it's just the passion that was there, and it's just there's an adrenaline rush that it's you can't describe, you know, watching some kids that you've coached and you put so much time in with them, and they go out on that mat and they win and they come off, and the look on their face, and you know that feeling, you know what just happened there and stuff. And then, you know, we talk in our room, you know, you win or you learn, you don't lose, because we always learn from some, you know, whether, you know, we feel like maybe we should have worked a little harder, or we should have went over these moves and stuff. So we always talk about the L word is learning, and it's not losing, it's learning and stuff. And it doesn't matter if it's in the wrestling room or if it's in life, you gotta, you know, we're all gonna, you know, even in jobs, you know, I bid jobs, and you know, sometimes I don't get all of them, and sometimes I learn, okay, well, maybe I should have did this or that. Or I mean, it's a life lesson, it's carries on throughout and stuff. So that's where my passion comes from, the coaching, and you know, like when we got out of high school, I just, you know, that's there for a little bit, it, you know, the itch was there, but then all of a sudden it came back, and that, you know, it's just that drive that you want to be back on doing the sport again.
It is a rush. I mean, like we said, we had a kid make it to the finals this last year. I can remember how I felt when I was wrestling 10 times worse. Like I had to go be by myself for a little bit before he wrestled, because I was just shaking. It's like, yeah, the love and passion you put into it, it just, I can't imagine not doing it now. I mean, it's crazy.
Plus you kind of see the work that a kid puts into it, you know. And you mentioned a guy that you mentioned, the kid that almost placed his junior year, playing football. I mean, he comes, wrestles with you guys, and you kind of help him reach that, but also the work and the time and the effort that a kid puts into it as a coach, it can certainly have you feeling some type of way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Or the guy that's now my junior high coach was around my first year coaching here, and about a year or two after he graduated, sitting at home one night, and I get a video sent to me. And it was like a 10-second clip. He's like, "Remember when you showed me this move?" And like little stuff like that, just it's rewarding, very rewarding.
No doubt about it. Well, final one before we get you guys out of here. Again, Jackson Metz and Rob Fortin joining us live in studio. Again, it's this upcoming Saturday and Sunday. It's on the campus of Warner or Northwestern. Where is it at? Do you guys accept walk-ins? How do people get signed up? All these sorts of things and cost for the event.
So, yes, walk-ins are welcome. It's at the Northwestern School. Cost is K through 5 is 60, and 6 through 12 is 80. The younger kids are from 1 to 4, I believe, and the older kids are from 1 to 5. Am I saying that right?
July 19th K through 12 is 1 to 5, and July the 20th, K through 5 is 1 to 4.
Yes, yep.
I'm also seeing here limited to 75 wrestlers each session, so you are going to have a cutoff then?
We will, but we're, as of right now, I mean, we're not close enough to that to have to worry about it. So, I mean, anybody wants to walk in, more than welcome.
Final parting words, give you guys kind of the last word here. Anything else you want to hit on before we let you go?
Another thing we got going is August, is it 2nd?
I think that's correct.
First Saturday in August. One big fundraiser we have down in Ashton, we have a big rib cook-off. So, be another thing to check out.
All right. Look your mark your calendars for that August the 2nd. Rob, I didn't want to cut you off. I thought you had something.
No, that's. I was just going to say I got third in that cook-off last year. I'm looking to win it this
humble
year.
Brag.
So.
No big deal.
Yeah.
No big deal. All right. Well, looking forward to it this upcoming weekend. And, of course, the Ribs there. It is the 2nd. That is on a Saturday, the first Sunday there in August. Jackson Metz, Rob Fortin, thank you guys for popping in studio here. Good luck with the event this upcoming weekend, and thanks again for doing this.
Yep. Thank you.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure for sure. Jackson Metz and Rob Fortin of Warner Northwestern Wrestling here in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen. We'll wrap up this Tuesday installment of The Hub after this. Our thanks once again to Jackson Metz and Rob Fortin joining us live in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen. That's about it for us and our time together here today. Check out the SDGA Sanford International Series out west in Rapid City on our website, plus Redfield Post 92 downing Lake Norton Badger yesterday 3-1. More details on our website. We're back at it tomorrow.